South Sudan People's Defense Forces and armed civilians clashed in Nasir County on Friday. Jacob Chual, coordinator of Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, or SPLA-IO, says 7 people were killed and 13 wounded, while 6 SSPDF officers were captured. Chual says SPLA-IO forces and the South Sudan People's Defense Forces have reached an agreement in Nasir to stop fighting.
Yeah, the type of the part of civilian, they have 2 people was already dead. 2 people were dead, and also plus 1 who was wounded, then he dead. They become 3. 3 plus 4, they are 7 in number. And also they wounded 13 people from civilian. And again also from that side, why I'm captured together CDF officer.
Nialgat Kwath, a clinical officer in Nasir County Hospital, says they received 7 wounded civilians with 2 severe cases.
The cause of this situation is all about this government conflict. They came out and they found you sitting somewhere around in the bush. Finally, they went and attacked those YM men. And this is the fighting is immediately occurred. Around 7 casualties or around 7 wounded we received in the hospital. In which 2 of them are most serious wounded, but the rest of the 5 are very light wounded. They have made the case. But 2 cases are serious cases.
However, the commissioner of Nasir County, Galwag Leo, says 10 people were wounded during the clashes, including a UN officer and 2 women. He says he does not have any report of any death toll on the side of SSPDF. Leo says the White Army are civilians who protect their families. He says the solution to the recurring conflict in Nasir will be replacing the SSPDF forces with unified forces.
They are there with their family, and whenever something happens, they have to defend the family. That is the reason why you call them YM, because they have the gun at home. The only solution, unless maybe the current forces are going to be replaced with the unified forces, that should be the only solution. Which we actually, the civilians, requested, they have submitted their request to the national and the state government so that these forces can be replaced with unified forces that comprise with a different community so that they can be able to respect the order of their commander.
SSPDF's spokesperson Lul Roy Kong released a statement saying 4 SSPDF officers were killed and 3 others wounded in the clashes. Lul blames the commissioners of Nasir and the governor of Upper Nile State for not bringing a lasting solution to the conflict in Nasir. Lam Lul, coordinator for the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Nasir County, says 18,000 people were displaced by the clashes. He says discussions are ongoing between the Office of Nasir County Commissioner and the Army to settle the dispute.
The population that was affected, like 18,000, but we have received a small number of IDC, they come back. Then generally the situation has returned to its normal. No any other incident being recorded. Communication also between the county authority as well as also military management also is still ongoing.
In October 2024, at least 17 people were killed in Nasir after the SSPDF and armed civilians clashed. UNMISS, whose soldier was injured in the weekend clashes, says it will release its statement about the recent incident soon. James Bacha, Upper Nile State's Minister of Information, says the national government will send a high-level delegation to Nasir. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Court, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.